Chapter 6.
It's the year 500 BC. Your uncle Merton is a slave here. He works for the wise sage. The wise sage makes magic potions. A green potion, a blue potion, and a red potion. With the green potion, you can be strong. With the blue potion, you can be clever. And with the red potion, you can kill people. One day, Merton sees the wise sage. He's putting the red potion in the Pharaoh's wine. The wise sage wants to kill the Pharaoh. So Merton goes to see the Pharaoh.
What do you want, slave?
The wise sage wants to kill you, O Pharaoh.
What? That's ridiculous.
No, it's true. The wise sage wants to kill you and be the Pharaoh.
That's absurd. The wise sage is my friend. You're lying, slave. Go.
Merton is only a slave, so the Pharaoh doesn't believe him. Merton goes back to the slave's room. He sits on the floor and thinks.
The wise sage has got a sacred manuscript. The sacred manuscript tells everything. It tells us about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I know the sacred manuscript says that the wise sage is planning to kill the Pharaoh. I have to get the sacred manuscript and show it to the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh has to know that he's in danger.
The sacred manuscript is in a special box in the wise sage's workroom. The box is on a table near the window. A big golden bird sits next to the box and guards the sacred manuscript.